This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Over the weekend, the news broke that a branch of the Victorian Liberal Party has drafted a motion that called for state legislation to allow health practitioners to offer counselling out of same-sex attraction or gender transitioning to patients who request it. It also called for laws ensuring parents and young people would be given full information about the psychological harms of social, medical, and surgical gender transitioning. Many are concerned that the motion advocates for the legalisation of the controversial and widely criticised practice of conversion therapy. The motion was meant to be put forward at an upcoming Liberal Party State Council meeting, but this morning, Victorian Liberal Party President Michael Kroger intervened to stop the motion from being debated at the council meeting. Rachel Taylor-Jones spoke to the federal member for Leichhardt in Queensland, Liberal MP Warren Ench, as the news of Kroger's intervention was breaking. Minister Ench is a long advocate for a long time, speaking up for our communities in the Liberal Party, and he didn't hold back when asked what he felt about this motion being put forward to his party.
In the first instance, I shake my head with absolute disbelief. I think to myself, what we need here is a liberal dose of education on a group of small-minded individuals that clearly are blind by their own ideology and have really no concept of reality. It's just, quite frankly, it's bloody stupid. And it reminds me of a saying that, you know, best to shut your mouth and say nothing and let people think you're stupid rather than to open your mouth and make such a profound statement as what they're making, which in fact lets people know that you are bloody stupid. It is a ridiculous concept. It is one that will be absolutely rejected. I've got no doubt at all. I suppose it's a reality. As the former Prime Minister Howard said, you know, we're a broad church. I suppose there are small elements around the place. Unfortunately, or fortunately in some ways, it's not restricted just to one political philosophy or the other. But in this particular case, unfortunately, they've made a decision. You know, what they're doing actually puts a liberal tag on it. But it does not in any way represent the view of the overwhelming majority of educated and thinking liberals.
You've been an advocate for the LGBTI community within the Liberal Party for a long time. What does it mean to you to see this very conservative faction making themselves heard within your party?
Well, first of all, I just sigh. I had a call, actually an email today from a very dear friend of mine, Kate, and Kate will know who I'm talking about. She's quite high profile, but she wanted to let me know that she's been commissioned to do a 20-minute speech with a 10-minute Q&A by the Department of Prime Minister in Cabinet for the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia on the 16th of May in their Woden offices in Canberra. The speech will be all about making transitions in our lives and how we can learn from them. And I thought to myself, I'm going to reach out to Kate. I'm going to say to her that maybe we need to be reaching out to this tiny little Victorian branch and suggest that maybe it's time for them to come along and sit down and listen, and then they can make some informed comments. It is disappointing that at this day and age that you have people there that have such a profound lack of understanding of these issues that they're prepared to make themselves look stupid by making these ridiculous statements.
On a broader scale, most groups within their own communities have diverse views. The LGBTI community is no exception there. Does this draft bill and sort of the beliefs and messages it contains, does that suggest to us that maybe as a nation we should be reconceiving of how we look at our two parties rather than seeing them as one on the right, one on the left, and each with their own message, see each party as having a multitude of messages within their own smaller factions?
Don't take, you know, the comments of a few, and I mean, the reality is you'd be well aware of it. This is a small group within a small branch in a Victorian electorate that have come up with a brain snap. Don't target us all with the same, you know, as Liberals, with the same level of small mentality. And I think the same can be said across the political spectrum. If you promote a particular political philosophy for whatever party you may well believe in, but it doesn't mean to say that within that party there are those that have a different view on things. And I mean, in this case here, you don't go out and vet every single member that signs up on the basis of their opinions on a whole broad range of social policy. They mostly come in because of the broader philosophy that each party engenders into you. But these things do come out from time to time. It's certainly not something that is exclusive to one party or the other. I think what is important here, though, rather than to sort of point the finger at the party per se, is how the party would reject this. If, for example, this motion was to be adopted at state council and become policy of the state and the Liberal Party, then you'd have some reason to be very, very critical and ask some questions. If, as I expect it will, be soundly rejected and be thrown out completely, then I think you can continue to have confidence in the process and in the party. And understand that, you know, in a democratic party, people are entitled to put up a view, irrespective of your position within that party. You're entitled to put up a motion. It then will be debated on the floor. And I think the strength of the motion will be determined by how it's received on the floor. And I suspect, in fact, I absolutely know that it will be soundly rejected, because that is not the Liberal Party that I belong to, anybody that was to accept in any way accept this sort of nonsense.
Absolutely. And we've just heard that the Victorian Liberals President Michael Kroger has actually just intervened. They're going to stop the motion from being debated on the floor. So
can I just make a comment on this?
Please do, yes.
Rather than us now go out there and point the finger at these individuals that have put this up, can I suggest that as a community, we reach out to those individuals and invite them to sit down and listen to some stories that have a much better understanding of this, on these issues. Sit down and share their stories with them and explain biological and physiological facts that may help them and educate them, and to be able to change their position rather than them continuing to think that because, and I say thank you to Michael Kroger for doing that, it is common sense, and I think it's great that he's done it, but rather than them feel that some way or other that they have been robbed of an opportunity to get something out there, we may be able to reach out to them and give them some education and some facts on the reality of the situation. And it may well be that they realise that what they did was not the right thing to do. Can I just say to you, when you see these things happen, of course you're horrified in that, but at the end of the day, if we can reach out to these people, not vilify them, let's not attack them for their ignorance, but let's educate them, and then we congratulate them on their preparedness to listen and to actually change their view based on the facts. You know, we will be a better world for that. And if we can continue to do that, if they don't accept it, if they totally reject all of that, then at the end of the day, they will remain as a very, very minuscule portion of our population. But I think that we will get a lot more people understanding it and supportive of these issues if we adopt that tolerance. We don't have to be like them. We can be better.
That was Rachel Taylor-Jones with Federal Member for Leichhardt in Queensland, Liberal MP Warren Ench.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.